Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Taking your phone calls right now. Let's go out to Mike in Cherry Hill. What's up, Mike?
Good morning. How are you all doing?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing the best I can with the Lord's help. Mr. Preston.
He's gone.
He's gone. Okay.
He knew you were calling.
Okay. There was a comment that he made that I've been agreeing with for the last couple of years.
Okay.
And that's the Ravens, they hike the ball when it's 2 or 1 seconds left on the play clock. And if I see that they do that regularly, I'm almost sure that the somebody on the defense see that, and that's why they get a good jump on the Ravens' offensive line. Also, with that, I have been saying that I would like to see Lamar do some slants to the tight ends on the corners, especially if you're playing both of them at the same time. You have some slants to the tight ends, and if you do, and you come right back and do some no huddle to get that defense that's bum rushing you like that, you get them tired real quick by doing some real quick things and everything, you know, to tire them out.
Hey, Mike, we got to run, man. Thanks a lot for the call. We got a lot of calls, folks. Let's go to Baltimore and get Nate. What's up, Nate? Nate?
Yeah, the Detroit Lions just came here to Baltimore and manhandled the Ravens yesterday. The Ravens right now, Ravens got a lot of flaws on this team, but it actually started in Buffalo when the Ravens had a nice lead and Josh Allen picked that secondary apart and won the game. The Ravens don't have a consistent pass rush or pass rusher since we lost Terrell Suggs. And right now, their defensive coordinator, this guy got to go. He's no good.
Hey, Nate, you got to turn your radio down when you call, man. It's a, you hit a reverb in the back. Eli in Parkville. What's up, Eli?
Good morning, fellas.
Good morning.
I just think that I hate to talk about the past, but it's something to look at. Last year, we were fully healthy. We didn't really have many injuries. This year, coming into it, like, we kind of banged up on the offensive and defensive side. So it's kind of hard to, like, take at, like, a full sample and be like, oh, we suck. No, like, we were just lucky last year that nobody was injured, and, like, now it's time for these guys to step up. So, like, the backups, they got to step up. They got to make plays. Owe has to step up and become a pass rusher and get those 10 sacks this year.
Let me ask you this, Eli. What if those backups aren't capable of stepping up to that level?
Then that falls on the GM. I mean, because, I mean, I thought that we should have went out and got Clowney if he was still there.
Why is everybody so in love with Clowney?
I don't get it.
It's just somebody else to have. It's just to say, like, oh,
he's just a guy right now. He's just a guy.
What need does he fill?
I mean, well, Van Noy is, like, what, 35? Like, I mean, Clowney's, like, right there with him.
Van Noy was better, though.
Van Noy might be better. Well, I mean, coming off this injury, we'll see what happens. But, I mean, like, Clowney's, like, he's still fresh. Like, he hasn't played a snap this entire season, so we can see what he got.
Jadeveon Clowney, I mean, you're not answering the productivity. You're not answering what need. He's a body? Well, you got bodies now. I'm with you, Ed. You know, I was there before they even got him. I don't understand the love affair for Jadeveon Clowney.
I don't either. It's just this. None of this is bared out by statistics or what you see him do. He was 1-1. He should have been Aiden Hutchinson. He should have been T.J. Watt or, you know,
Miles Garrett.
Yeah, all these guys. He never was. It's like, for the life of me, I will never understand this love affair with him. He was good. I like him. But, I mean.
And I would love to because he's a game cock.
Right. I obviously, you're going to, like, that's why you like to be.
I would love him, but I got to be
he's
honest.
He's never had double-digit sacks in his career.
The closest was here in Baltimore.
Yeah, nine and a half. That's right. I mean, last year he had 5.5 sacks. Okay.
2 years ago, he had 2.
Yeah, he did.
Let's go to Trippy in Baltimore.
Hello?
What's up, Trippy?
Hey, hello. What's going on with y'all, man?
Chilling.
What's up?
You know, same old. I ain't going to say the word, but you know. Hey, man, you know what's crazy, man? I'm sick of, I'm going to be honest with you. Trippy, you just this nice fan. I got to be honest because now I feel like I'm lying to myself. I'm stressed out. Defense is trash, man. Listen, John Harbaugh got to get out his ways. Listen, right? I did another video with Marlon Humphrey, right? I'm going to be real with y'all, Rob, Jeremy, and Ed. A lot of former Ravens like in the post. Something ain't right now. Mm. We got to get it together, man. We got to get it together. Because right now, how can we win a Super Bowl with this defense? And not even the defense. What about the offensive line? Lamar Jackson sacked 7 times. Like, come on. We got to play better, man. I'm tired of this. We should be 3-0 right now. But you know why? And, I mean, yeah, I'm mad at Derrick Henry. He fumbled. But, see, that's why we got other people, bro. Like, come on, man. We got to get it together. And if we don't beat KC Sunday, somebody getting fired.
This is what I don't understand. But Derrick Henry fumbles, we wonder why we don't use other people. When Derrick Henry doesn't get enough carries, we wonder why other people are being used.
Yep.
We are some reactionary folks, man.
Yeah.
Let's go to Turtle in Park Heights. What's up, Turtle?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hanging in there, man.
First time calling. I'm a lifetime fan.
Welcome to the show.
Hey, man, I'm sitting up here riding up 795, man, and it's a bitter taste in my mouth now, man, because we got our heads beating last night, and I never seen that happen to us, man. Never. Not like that.
Turtle, thanks for poking your head out the shell and giving us a call, man. It's nice to hear from you.
Yeah, man. I mean, it was like the Lions took that shit personal, man. It was like they really took that personal, that game.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
He said a word.
Yeah,
said
I didn't even hear.
He said they took
a bad word.
Personal.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like the Michael Jordan meme. And I took that bleep personal.
Yeah, he didn't mean it. That was when I was just got comfortable and it slipped.
Now Turtle ain't going to call back.
My buddy George texted me with this, and I didn't even think about it this way. Jadeveon Clowney's been in the league 11 years.
11.
He has 58 sacks.
Yes, in 11 years.
In 11 years, he has 50. This is the man, and this is your king. He has 58 sacks in 11 years.
That's a long career for a fifth-round pick to put up those types
of... First round, one of one.
Oh, never mind.
Number one overall draft. Thank you, George. Because it's like you see those stats. Stats right in front of me, but I didn't put it together like that. He said, Jadeveon Clowney's been in the league since 2014 and has 58 sacks. I'm like, damn. Mm. It hit different when you put it that way. It's a lot different.
It hurts.
How many sacks is that per year?
5.5.
5.5?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's the guy you need to get.
Actually, not even 5.5.
I mean, so look, if that's the other guy... On the other side of the other guy, huh?
You're the other guy.
No, I'm just saying, like 5.5 sacks for the second.
Called you.
Shiloh, I'm the other guy. But no, if you're the guy on the other side of that, then you're living with that. It's okay. Like, you know, but if you're expected to be the guy and you're getting me 5.5 sacks, it's like, come on, man. This ain't it. And it is weird. Like, we watched Reggie Bush and Jadeveon Clowney, everybody talking about how great those two guys were going to be and who should go number one overall. And neither one of them were all that great at the NFL level.
Yeah. You're right. Was that the Clowney-Bush draft?
Yeah. Right? Clowney went number one? Or am I?
He just drafted Reggie Bush?
I thought the Bush draft was
another. Bush Mario Williams?
Williams,
the NC State pass rusher, yeah.
That was before Clowney.
Either way.
He played for Buffalo, right, Mario Williams?
No.
I think he did.
I thought he played for the Texans.
He did, but I thought he bounced around.
Okay. 410-583-1057. Rashawn says he was double teamed. That's why. He's going to give Jordan Love hell Sunday. He was double teamed in Houston with Watt on the other side? They double teamed Clowney? Is that what you're telling me, Rashawn?
Come on, man.
That they double teamed Clowney when Watt was on the other side.
So what happened with the other teams?
He's what? TJ? No, sorry. JJ Watt is over there. They're not doubling me. Is that why Watt got all the sacks? That's why Watt got all the sacks. Because Clowney was being double teamed. So Watt was just going in one-on-one. In fact, sometimes they didn't block Watt.
Marvin Williams played for both the Texans and the Bills.
Yes. Okay. He got drafted by the Texans, though, right?
Yeah.
Does Rashawn know that both his teams combined gave up 69 points this weekend? 69.
410-583-1057 is the number. AFC North report at 930. We go around the NFL up next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Pick out MVPs around the NFL, two apiece. Let's start off with you, Edward Norris.
All right. Kind of talked about these guys earlier. My MVPs this weekend, most recently, David Montgomery. I mean, he put on a clinic last night. Sadly, it was against our team. Because Gibbs getting all the attention. Jamar Gibbs is who everyone talks about. I think they've forgotten how good David Montgomery is. Well, in case you did, he reminded you last night. He was just incredible. Incredible. Keep in mind, this is a 230-pound running back. This is not a 190-pound guy. He's like 5'10", something like that, 230. He's a big, powerful man, and he went out for a 72-yard touchdown. Had another one, had two touchdowns, 151 yards on the ground, averaged almost 13 yards a carry. He had an incredible night and was a big reason the Ravens lost. My other is Baker Mayfield. I just think he's done a great job, actually, of resurrecting his career, which, people label him as a bust and all that stuff, which I thought was kind of unfair. He was treated badly by the Browns. They never utilized him to his potential, I thought, and treated him badly on the way out. They just do that.
It's still so funny when people say he's coming back. Like, he's resurrected his career, and his comeback is just from being drafted by the Cleveland Browns.
Yes.
That's his comeback.
Yeah, because he really had nothing there, and it's just – but he's done a really good job with the Buccaneers. I mean, they keep winning the division with him. And right now, they look better than just a division winner, in my opinion. I think they look like a real contender for the NFC title because they're winning. And he's one of those guys that...
They're going to stack W's and have some home games in the postseason,
they are.
Too.
Yep, they're going to stack W's. And he is one of these guys that, according to his teammates, he's got the heart, man. He really does. He knows how to win. He's
Wait
a real
until
competitor.
They get Chris Godwin back to go along with Igbuka and...
Wirfs has been out.
Jeremy, who are your MVPs?
Yeah, well, my first one, it's not going to be a wide receiver. I talked a little bit about him yesterday. Isaiah Rodgers. He only had three tackles in the game, and he got the highest rating PFF's ever given out for a player. Well, that's because he forced two fumbles. He picked one up and scored, and then he also got a pick six. He had two touchdowns in the game.
That's a good eye.
He was something incredible and single-handedly put an ass-whooping on the Cincinnati Bengals that they'd like to forget about.
Who's the other?
My other goes to the wide receiver with the best day on Sunday, Trey Tucker. Trey Tucker of the Raiders, if you weren't familiar with him, 8 receptions, 145 yards, and 3 tutties. That's right, 3 tutties. He pulled the Amon-Ra St. Brown from last week. Tucker having himself an incredible year.
How many fantasy teams do you think he started on?
He was available in almost half the leagues coming into this week. He won't be available any longer.
And he won't put those numbers up any longer either. Mm-hmm. That's the bad thing about being the guy to get him after the fact. I'm going with the Carolina Panthers defense, forcing 3 turnovers, holding the Atlanta Falcons out of the red zone all day, and even scoring a touchdown in a 30-0 win over the Atlanta Falcons. Who would have thought that the Carolina Panthers defense would be the stars of that game. How about pitching a shutout, man? I
didn't see that coming.
We, you know, Jeremy and I both said this would be a team that's going to be a better team than they were last year. I think 7 wins is, I think, what I had. But I think they're trending in the right direction. My other MVP, Indianapolis Colts running back Jonathan Taylor, 17 carries, 102 yards, 3 touchdowns, also three catches on the day as well.
Won me some money.
Jeremy, you realize you can't go without picking a wide receiver. This week I went without picking a quarterback.
Man, what's wrong with you?
I don't know. I don't know.
I just, you know, it's funny too to sit here and look at the success that we've seen. And I like when we get different players. It's easy to sit here and tell you Jamar Chase and Justin Jefferson were great. Lamar Jackson was great.
You ain't watching football.
Yeah, but it's fun to see, like, Trey Tucker having the game of his life, yeah, even though they lost. Like, it's cool.
Let's go out to John, who's on Kent Island. What's going on, John?
A little positivity. I mean, last night we had a home national televised game that wasn't delayed because drones were flying over. So let's show a little appreciation. Hey, three things. One, I guess I underappreciated Michael Pierce. I thought Chris Jenkins was going to be able to clog the middle, and he tackles, but they're 5 yards off. Just curious his play. The second thing is the failed first and goal from the 3. They bought Ben Cleveland in. I'm still kind of a Ben Cleveland fan. At least I like to, you know, try the guy, just see what you think about that. And then the third thing is, from the Chiefs' seats, it looked like, was Loop's field goal good? Did they say anything on the telecast?
Yeah, well, there's a rule in the NFL, if the ball goes over the upright,
you can't challenge it?
It's good.
If it goes over.
If it goes over the upright, John, it's good. Naturally, if it was about 10 feet short, it would have hit the upright. But the NFL rule is written, if it goes over the upright, it's good.
Is that challengeable, though? I mean,
no.
It's a field goal challengeable. No, it's not.
It's a scoring play, so naturally they're going to look at it, but it went over the upright. By the way, I think you mean John Jenkins. Chris Jenkins used to play, what, for the Jets, right?
The Vikings.
And also the Panthers, maybe?
Panthers, Vikings.
Let's go out to Jim in Owings Mills. What's up, Jim?
Hey, fellas. I haven't talked to you guys in about 3 years.
Where you been?
Hey, man, I've been calling, but I don't get answered. hey, listen, Rob. Listen, Jeremy, listen. You know, this is not a negative thing. I love the Ravens. Lamar is going to give you 30, 31 points a game. We know this. That defense has holes in it, man.
Holes?
A lot of holes. Okay, Rob, it has oceans in it.
There you go.
Anybody can put a ball, you know, inside of that flat. Okay, on that. Look, I love the Ravens. Don't get me wrong. But people, and don't get mad at Jim, okay, because, Brian, if you listen, don't get mad at me. These guys are going nowhere in the playoffs. Nowhere. I'm sorry.
Can they fix it?
They're not.
In your opinion, can they fix it?
They're going to have to get another whole different defense.
Nah.
I don't know if the coordinator need to be changed. They need another scheme. Listen, I'm no expert, Rob. You guys are better at this than I. But I just don't see it. Too many holes in the D. It is scary. Thank you, fellas.
I don't disagree that right now it looks like there's too many holes in the defense, but what happened last year?
I think it's fixable.
It's definitely fixable, and you're not going to face offenses like you've seen 2 out of the first 3 games of the year. But that being said, those are the teams you're going to face in the postseason, so you still have to beat those teams.
Good thing you face them now.
And the thing that concerns me is that when you look at the Ravens' schedule, outside of the game that he pointed out with the Rams, you're going to have divisional games. I'm not writing off the Steelers or anything like that. Who's really going to push them? Do you know what I mean? Like, it's almost like they could get through this, win a ton of games, and think everything's okay, and then go into the postseason and watch this happen again.
Shaw in New Jersey. What's up, Shaw?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
Good, good. First time caller. It's so bad that I had to call in. I want to talk about a couple of things about the defense. Zach Orr, ever since he was hired, I didn't think he was defensive coordinator material. I don't know why we don't do something along the likes of what the Eagles did 2 years back, got rid of their defensive coordinator, hired a former defensive coordinator who's been around the league, referring to Chuck Pagano. We have him on staff. Why don't we promote him? The bye week is right around the corner. Our defense is a major issue, as we all saw. And the other thing is Christian Wilkins is still out there. We saw the depth of that defensive line. Why don't we sign him? our defense. And the other thing is that DMP's influence is rubbing off. I mean, why are our corners playing 5, 6, 7, 8 yards off of the receiver?
Yeah, we're playing not soft, yeah.
Maybe it's not the DMP's influence. Maybe it's the John Harbaugh influence. How's a former defensive coordinator going to influence what's going on now? This is something that the problem before DMP's. 410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Final thoughts at 9:45, but on the other side. NFC North report up next. Let's start off at AFC North with the Cleveland Browns. Ed Norris, who had a big, big upset win against the previously undefeated Green Bay Packers.
They sure did. They had a big upset win, and they did it the way you kind of think they would. With defense, I mean, they only give up 10 points to the Green Bay Packers. And keep in mind, folks, the Packers are the ones who beat the Lions badly week one. A lot of people expect them to go to the Super Bowl. I know our overnight guy had picked them. I heard him talking about the Packers. And he sticks by it now. And they are 2-1 right now. They only lost to the Browns. But the Cleveland, that performance they put on was really, really good. They held Green Bay to under 100 yards rushing. I know. The Browns are the best defense against the run in the NFL right now. So they're that team. I think I said this before the season. They're not going to be a good team, but they're going to win games that they should win. They have no business, shouldn't win, have no business winning. This was one of them. And this is exactly what I'm talking about. You think they're going to get dusted by this Green Bay team, and they come back and win, but they win 13-10. So you give up 10 points, you get a good chance of winning, and that's the thing they're going to do this season. They'll beat another team they have no business beating.
They were absolutely – it was all about the defense, Jeremy. Jordan Love, only 18 of 25, but he only had 183 yards. Josh Jacobs, phenomenal running back, 16 carries, 30 yards.
30 yards for Jacobs.
It was all about the defense, man.
Yeah, but those yards are – that's a good 30.
The average 1.9 a carry.
Yeah. I mean, look, they kind of
just won.
The Cleveland Browns locked in, and that defense did what it's capable of doing to a lot of teams. The only issue is that their offense hangs them out to dry, or you look at situations where they're turning the ball over and giving them a short field. And I think that's the big concern. It's kind of what we saw here in Baltimore. Cleveland's defense might be one of the best units in football, and it showed up on Sunday.
Jeremy, if there was ever an avalanche, or if avalanche was a football game, it would be Minnesota Vikings versus the Cincinnati Bengals. Vikings up 14-0 after the first quarter, 34-3 at the half. Yeah, they didn't have a chance in this game.
Jordan Mason shoved it on them. Isaiah Rodgers shoved it on them. Everybody on the Vikings. Justin Jefferson's over there laughing, even though he didn't even have to do anything, really.
Yeah.
The running game destroyed him, and the defense just locked in, and it was... If you watch Browning in that game, you wouldn't believe that guy's an NFL quarterback with where he was throwing the football. And you got to give credit, too, because he got beat up in Miami. But Brian Flores is one of the best defensive coordinators in football.
Yes, he is. And Carson Wentz, you know, tapped back into his MVP form when he was with the Philadelphia Eagles, 14 of 20, Ed, for 173, 2 touchdowns, passer rating 129.8.
I know. I mean... But they're going to do nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to do anything.
The Vikings?
Yeah. I mean, I know he's, you know, the people think he's bad. I mean, he certainly had a better pedigree than this kid from Michigan. But I just don't know what they're going to do. I think Donald was like, I don't know how they caught lightning in a bottle with him, but they did. The defense did score a bunch. But I just still don't see them going anywhere in that division with the Lions and the Packers.
No, they're not. But, you know, they beat up on the Bengals are 2-1
they
right
sure
now.
They sure did.
Yeah. They're 2-1.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they're a team because we talked about what the NFC is. They can get to the playoffs, but that's about it. As far as the Bengals, Jeremy, what are your thoughts on what do they need to do moving forward? Just suck it up.
I mean, they suck. Their defense was going to be one of the worst units in football. Some Bengals fans were really hanging their hat on week one. It's like everybody said our defense was going to suck. You guys got lucky to win that game. You had half the yards that the Browns had. Half. Again, like with Joe Burrow. And now you look at it with that defense, they're still going to be able to put up points because they have they have an incredible passing game. Because for all the people talking about Chase Brown, go look at his numbers and how many carries and yards he has this year. They said something to the effect of, like, first contact and how bad he's been being. Even untouched, he still had negative yards. Like, how is that happening? Are you dancing too much? Is it the offensive line's fault? So Chase Brown has looked dreadful, but you still got Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. You're going to score some points, just you're going to give up way more.
Ed, Pittsburgh Steelers, talk about eking out a win.
Yeah. Well, they won. They've been doing this all this season. I mean, they shouldn't have beaten the Jets in week one. So just kind of keep doing the same thing. And they're staying competitive. I mean, they're staying. It sounds ridiculous, but they're staying in the divisional race. They just are. They're 2-1 right now. They kind of gave the game away to the Patriots. In some people's opinion, the Jets gave the game away to them week one, but now they're 2-1. They beat the Patriots 21-14. You had Aaron Rodgers, the ghost of Aaron Rodgers, there. But still not playing bad. I just think, but the Steelers' defense is not what it was. I thought they were going to be successful this year, like a 10-7 playoff team, by doing it with their defense. I mean, Rodgers had, an abysmal day. He had, he was 16-23, 139 yards. He threw for two touchdowns. However, he had a pick, and he didn't throw many picks. His passer rating was 96. That's not him. They had 64 yards on the ground. Yeah, so 139 yards and 64 yards on the ground. How do you win like that? They did. They beat a Patriots team that everybody was touting as the surprise team of the year. No surprise to me. It's still like the new Patriots, where they're not winning. They're 1-2. 0-2 at home, by the way.
410-583-1057. That's the number. That's the AFC North. And you look at the standings. Ravens, not where they want to be, not where we expected to be at this time of the year. They are tied with the Cleveland Browns at 1-2, Bengals and Steelers at 2-1. I asked this question yesterday. Did the Steelers win kind of put some pressure on the Ravens? And we didn't feel that pressure until today, Jeremy. You didn't really feel that pressure until the Ravens lost last night.
Yeah, I mean, me personally, like, I'm looking at it more in a grand scheme of things of where I think this season's going and who you play. I still think they're going to be fine. I just looked at the numbers. If you look at what Lamar's done this year, he's leading the league in passing, most passing touchdowns, 9. He's got 10 in total. He's got 0 interceptions, and he averages 37 points a game, and they're 1-2.
1-2.
They're 1-2.
Yeah.
Remember how we talk about wins and losses for quarterbacks? You can't be any better than that. I mean, you really can't. Like,
what's his passer rating,
It's the highest in the history of the league. That's all I need to say.
For this year.
I don't know. It's the highest in the history of the league. Like, I loved hearing Troy Aikman talk about it last night, where people go, yeah, they always talk about Lamar and how good he is, but they need to start talking about how great of a passer he is.
Well, Troy should know, because at one point he had the highest passer rating in the league years ago. Lamar Jackson's 141.
141.8. Yeah.
Jesus. 1-2.
What's perfect?
153.4, I think.
I thought it was like 156.8.
Is it?
Here, I'll find out. Right. But there's two different. There's QBR and then there's...
Right. No, passer rating. Because I don't even understand QBR. Some ESPN stuff.
That's their stat, isn't it?
Yeah.
158.3.
So he's under 17 points away from being perfect.
And 1-2.
That guy sucks. Coach E's in Baltimore. What's up, man?
Hey, man, first time call. I've been listening for years, never called in. But
welcome to the show.
Yeah, I want to bring some positivity. The Ravens are going to be all right. You're not going to win every game. Ravens' problem is they don't score enough points to overcome the fumbles, the interceptions, and the bad timeouts and the missed field goals. If they just score 50 points a game, it's over.
Who does that?
Bro, they got to change their mentality.
No.
It's not the old Ravens where all the defenses.
No.
The Matt Ryan defense. That's over with. No. You got to score points.
Yeah, we did. We scored 40, 41, and 30.
Yeah, that's a lot of points.
You got to score 50
Actually,
points.
They've scored the most points in the NFL this year.
Yeah, I know.
37 a game.
But not enough, Ed.
Not enough. No, clearly not.
Let's go to Mike in Pikesville. What's up, Mike?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Not much.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Hey, got a couple shovels for the day. First one goes to the guy that called in earlier saying that the Ravens don't bring in dogs. Didn't quite get that one. I mean, you know, we've always had dogs. I mean, that's the theme for the team. I don't know what this guy wants, saying that we don't bring in dogs. Okay, second shovel goes to the great guys down there at 105.7 The Fan. It just goes to show you that, you know, you guys don't know what you're talking about. Rob just got on there saying Shador fell because of something else.
What did I say he fell for?
Collapse.
No, what did I say? Mike, what did I say he fell for? I didn't say something else. What did he fall for?
What did you say, because of Deion?
No, I
never said that. I never said that.
You called in and said he said something and then asked him what he said.
I never said that. That's my point. I said he had bad interviews, and if you don't believe he had bad interviews, why are these stories coming out now? That's what I said. So that's why I know I didn't say whatever you said, because I never mentioned why he fell.
It was a number one pick.
Your shovel is ridiculous because I never mentioned why he fell.
How are you saying he was number one?
I said it was said that he had bad interviews. So what are you talking about, Mike?
That's one. And then I got
Back up. Mike, you're not getting out of this. What are you talking about? Why are you making up stuff that I said?
Let me finish my
last. Letting you finish nothing until you tell me why you're making up stuff.
Patriots, you guys all picked the
Bye, Mike.
All right. Cool, man.
You tell me why you're making up stuff. Because what Mike did was he talked to his buddies before he called and said, Rob said this. Now Mike won't call back and tell his buddies, I was wrong. He didn't say that. Get out of here with that mess, man. I said it was said that he had bad interviews. And if you don't believe he had bad interviews, then why is all this stuff coming out?
Racial.
Dude literally said he was a number one overall pick. In which draft? Because I watched and I watched him go into fifth.
He was never going to be number one overall pick ever.
So. Never.
He was out there talking trash to Cam Ward, and Cam Ward was just smiling like, okay. And where's Cam Ward? I don't know. He's just starting for a team.
Final thoughts on the show up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeremy Kahn, Ravens lose 38-30. They fall to 1-2 on the year. Your final thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, look, got a lot of things to pick up and figure out. I always talk about how difficult it is to come off of Monday Night Football and go on the road and face a team. And lo and behold, you got the Chiefs this week. They pick up their first W. It's not going to look. I think the history there causes some of that anxiety of what's going on when you face the Chiefs. This is a hump that you still haven't gotten over, even with one regular season win. But you know, when we look at this defense, it's going to be a tale of two things. Mm-hmm. This Chiefs offense versus this Ravens defense, because the Chiefs offense, I'm not saying it's as bad as the Ravens defense look, but it ain't good. It ain't good.
No. Ed Norris, your final thoughts?
Well, I'd like to say that they played well against two good teams in these losses, but they haven't. So I am concerned because, look, the schedule gets much easier after next week. I mean, they play the Chiefs, who I think are the least threatening of the out of the Bills, Lions, and the Chiefs. The Chiefs are the least of those three teams. But what I took away from last night's game is that the Ravens aren't as good as I thought they were. And that's the view of the last three games, because it's not just last night's game.
Offensive or defensive?
Well, particularly defensively. Okay. You know, offense is still can still be good. I don't know what's going on with Derrick Henry, but I think Ricard's a big loss, way more than people realize. He's not the reason Henry's not performing well, but he's a big loss for them. But on defense, they can't stop anything. They're giving up more yards per game than anybody in the NFL. And it's not a one game now. Now it's three games. They've given up more yards per game. I think it's 415 per game they've given up. And they give up 32 points a game, which is the worst in the league other than the Dolphins, who were tied with them with 32 points. It's a bad defense. And you're not going to win with a bad defense. I don't care how good your offense is. So I'm very concerned about it. I just think the Ravens are not nearly as good as I thought they were going to be this year. And that concerns me.
Yeah, I agree with you. We keep, you know, Kansas City right now is the least of the threatening teams between the Buffalo Bills and the Detroit Lions. We keep saying that. But this is what I don't want to see. I don't want to see Kansas City right in the ship because they see purple. Yeah. I don't. I mean, Kansas City played two home games and lost, well, one home game and lost that one 20-17 to the Philadelphia Eagles. And the other game was listed as a home game, but it was really, was it Brazil?
Yes.
Yeah. I don't want to see them right the ship at 4:25 on Sunday. I don't. Because if you're telling me the Ravens aren't as good as you thought they were, and the Chiefs aren't as good as you thought they were, then how much of a statement is this game going to be? It'd be a huge statement. Mm-hmm. Because if they lose to the Kansas City Chiefs and go 1-3 on the year, and then you tell me we got to right this ship against teams like Houston and L.A. and Chicago, if that's the barometer that we're setting, mm-hmm. then that's not where the Ravens thought they would be. You can't.
No.
When's the last time a team has won the Super Bowl starting 1-3? I don't know the answer to that question, but I guarantee you it's not often. You don't often win the Super Bowl starting 1-3.
I mean, we've heard of teams having the Super Bowl hangover, but usually it's you're not playing as well as we expect. Mm-hmm. Like I talked about the Eagles having a little bit of that going on, but they're 3-0, and they found a way to win three separate games. So you figure that out.
Well, funny, looking at the schedule at the beginning of the season, when I saw this, who they were playing, I said, if they come out 2-2, that'd be great because it's a really tough schedule. They may now, so you know that'd be fine. But still, it's more than that. It's the things we've seen. Like they can't stop anybody.
That's the thing, Ed. At the beginning of the season, before we started, you say if they come out 2-2, it'll be fine. But we all know it's how you get there that matters.
Yeah, it does.
See, this is what I'm talking about with the schedule, though. So, like, literally, you get the Chiefs, and then it's the Texans here, the Rams here. The Rams are the one team that I'm not shoveling crap on them because I do think they're good.
They are good.
The Bears here. You get the Dolphins, the Vikings, the Browns, the Jets, the Bengals, the Steelers, the Bengals, the Patriots, the Packers at the end of the year, and then finish up with the Steelers, and who knows if that game even means anything at that point in time. You look at the Packers and going on the road there and that game against the Rams is being difficult. I mean, they're going to be favored in every game the rest of the way.
Yeah.
Every one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a question. Well, I should. Right now, technically, they would be favored. Yeah, if their defense keeps playing like this, it'll change.
Yeah. Joe found the answer for me.
What?
Never has there been a team who won the Super Bowl after a 1-3 start.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
All right, what about a 1-4 start, Joe? Can you look up, has a Super Bowl team ever started 1-4?
I didn't know the answer to that. I just, me remembered watching the NFL. I don't remember teams bouncing back from 1-3 and going on to playing in February or whatever.
Hey, can I ask a silly question? Who needs this game more on Sunday? Is it? It's still got to be the Chiefs, right?
Yeah. Chiefs are 1-2?
Yeah.
Ravens are 1-2? No team has ever won the Super Bowl at the starting 1-3.
Well, the only thing I'll say that could differ from that is the extension of the playoffs. So now there could be more teams that get in that go 1-3 and maybe make a run.
Well, the extension of the playoffs has been how many years now? Five?
It's only been a few, right? Seven games?
Been at least five.
So seven teams, I mean?
Yeah.
Has it been that long?
I think so.
I don't know, man. Get that caller back. We don't know. What did we say earlier? Maybe he can help us out.
Hold on. I wasn't technically correct.
Okay.
The Patriots started 0-2 in 2001, and they won the Super Bowl that year, and they were 1-3 at one point.
Okay, at one point. All right.
But to your point, it just doesn't happen that often.
They started back in 2020.
Okay.
So 5 years. Yeah. I think the Ravens go on to, and I mean, I thought they would win last week. I thought they would win week one. I think they're going to Kansas City and win that game. But again, I thought they would win this week. I thought they would win week one. They'll be favored.
Mm-hmm.
No. You think they'll be favorite?
They were in the look ahead line. Now yeah. I got to see after this game.
It may change if, it can change as they start to change themselves. Right now, they probably will be. Don't know if they'll be favoring. The Green Bay game's in Green Bay, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I guess they would be now.
It all depends on what Green Bay looks like right. When you get there.
It's a long time off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Kansas City is a 2.5-point dog to the Ravens.
Okay. Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful Taco Tuesday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.